Welcome to Pete and Hannah's Watchlist. I'm your host, Pete Mitchell. I'm here with my great co-host, Hannah!
Hello, people.
Hannah?
Yeah?
We're here today for movie news.
That's right.
That was really loud. But before we begin,
yes.
Let us tell the viewers and the listeners what they should do.
Pretty please, leave a like and subscribe to the channel.
Subscribe.
Leave a comment down below your feedback on this show. Any of our other shows, thoughts, feelings, criticisms, all that jazz in the comments below.
Hit the notification button and you'll get great content like this one, including AFI Top 100,
right.
10-year revisited,
mm-hmm.
And we did Bonnie Clyde this week.
Yep.
Next week, King Kong.
Wow. From robbers to apes.
Okay.
Okay.
We had a really funny episode yesterday. If you've heard it, it's a funny episode. It's called What's Next, and we did Flight Risk, Brutalist, and Complete Unknown. Yeah. It was fun.
It's coming back to
a
you.
A great episode. Today is...
Clickbait, hoo-ha, and movie news.
Yeah.
Hoo-ha.
Yeah, it is. And special edition of Clickbait today.
Yeah, what is it? We're doing?
It's the 2025 Hannah and Pete movie box office draft.
Yes.
Last year we did that. And my movies fell completely.
No, you had. Some
I had one good one,
real strong one, real
one.
Strong one.
That was it.
Dune 2 was okay if it didn't cost so much to make.
Yeah, that's fine. I got beaten by about $70 million. Probably actually more than that now. I think it's about 90.
Cute.
Wow.
Just
okay,
bad.
So I owe Hannah a 4K edition
Blu-ray.
Of
4K
and digital copy of Wicked.
Yes.
So when that comes out in Australia, we're looking forward to that. So it's movie draft time.
Yep.
Now, because I...
Yes. You lost, you get to go first? Yes.
No, that's not how it works. How are we going to do this?
Okay.
That is a good question.
So, but how this draft works is we're trying to get the most money.
Yeah.
Is the winner. And we take out the budget of said film.
Yeah.
So if the budget was very expensive, but the movie made a lot of money, you still have to cut that out.
Yeah.
So...
That's how it works.
Yeah.
We've got a Wicked book here, and we've either got the Emerald City or Wicked on the back.
Okay. Heads or tails?
Heads or tails. So Wicked
City
or Emerald City.
City or Balloon.
All right.
Ready? Yeah. Balloon.
Neither.
I honestly think you should go first.
Go right.
Okay, so...
I think I'll go first.
So how the book went, it opened up with both ends, so it's not feasible. Anyway, so you go first.
I didn't really think this through.
No.
I was supposed to get a number generator, but... I didn't think you threw it, and I threw my notebook away as my notes.
Yeah, that didn't make sense either.
It had no sense. Okay, so I get to go first.
Yeah, because you're off, so you get to go first.
Yeah, I'm going to draft.
Yeah.
I am going to draft. Now, I've thought about this. There's a mixture of ways of doing this, is picking from your heart or picking from your head.
Yep.
I'm going to go a little bit of both, all right? I think it's really important to get this movie off first.
Love it. Please tell me.
And I'm not going to pick someone's favorite movie, so because that would be mean. But if she doesn't pick it first, I'm picking it second. I'm picking Zootopia 2.
You're a monster.
Yeah, Zootopia 2.
When I saw this come up, I was like, oh, that's going to do lots of money.
It did pretty well last time, but people love that movie, and I think it's going to be huge for Disney.
You're a monster.
Huge for Disney, so...
And
the number one movie last year was Inside Out 2, and we both didn't pick it, so amazing.
Yeah.
Your number one pick?
I want to try and win, so I should pick a movie that's going to do well.
Well, you'd want to pick the movie you need to pick, because I'm going to pick it.
I know you are.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay with... Maybe not picking it.
Are you serious?
I don't... Like, I want the movie, but I know that I'm going to...
Are you serious? You're not picking Wicked for good now.
All right.
If you don't pick it, I'm picking it.
I'm so scared.
Come on. Oh, you don't look at my book. Don't look at my book.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go rogue. So I'm going to go Rogue Nation over here. Not that movie. I'm going to go Jurassic World. Oh, Rebirth.
Well, it's
Rebirth.
Oh, man.
The reason
Did you look at my book?
No.
That was my first.
I literally have it here in my notes.
Yeah.
Jurassic, because I knew it's going to...
It's going to be huge.
So the thing is, the previous movies have always done really well, despite being not that great. And this has a new cast with Scarlett Johansson and Jennifer Bailey. And you also just, like, dinosaurs just do well.
Yeah, it's directed by the guy that directed The Creator.
Yeah, and they
Rogue One.
They have new writers that are touting it up to be great, you know.
And, like, the last one was absolutely terrible.
And it made almost $1 billion. Yeah.
It made $1 billion.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, Fallen Kingdom wasn't great either, and that made $1 million.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I would have gone there too.
Dinosaurs.
You know what? I'm not a...
Then take
I want to take it. I'm telling you, if you do not take it with your next pick, it's gone.
Yeah, I know. Take it. Take it.
No. I'm going to take the one that I really want.
Yeah, take it.
Superman.
I know.
I want it.
I know you do.
I want it.
It's going to do well.
Yeah, I reckon... Look, I love DC. I'm a DC guy. I love Superman. I've always loved Superman. And I love James Gunn movies.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to do a great job with this. I really like the casting of Rachel Brosnan as Lois Lane, Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what David Cornsweet is going to bring, but he was good in Twister.
He was also in Pearl.
All the other characters that he's put in, like Green Lantern and all that stuff, I don't know.
Guy Gardner.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to do. Triple
Mr. Terrific. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm optimistically excited.
People love Superman, though. I think we're missing it. It's really hard.
Last time we saw him was in Black Adam, and everyone went nuts for it.
Despite that movie.
And there's like a lot of negative feedback because your boy Henry Cavill's not in it. But I think it's time to turn a page. And Men of Steel, like that caught a lot of gunk, but that was a good movie. Batman vs. Superman, the Ultimate Edition, not the original.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm happy with that number two. You?
Yeah, that's good.
What are you going?
I'll go Wicked.
You needed to, because I was going to pick it.
The reason I wanted to get Jurassic out of the way, one, because I just knew I needed to get the dinosaur movie, because it's going to do well.
It's going
to
do great.
But Wicked, I'm worried about, because it's at the end of the year.
No.
The only thing standing near it is that I don't know if it's officially coming out. It said it is the Avatar movie around the same time.
Yeah, it is.
It's the only thing that's scary.
No.
But with Wicked's popularity at home and...
No, this is just a bank in $600 million.
It's the sequel.
Just bank it.
A lot of people will finish it.
The budget's good because they did it at the same time.
You do dual like showings of both movies.
No, it's... Easy money this one.
It has my favorite songs. Like, Wicked for Good is going to be my favorite out of the two because my favorite songs are in the second version of the play. And yeah, so I'm more just excited for this movie than worrying about its prospects.
Yeah.
All right, go.
Okay.
You took Superman, so.
Yeah. I am going to take Mission Impossible Final Reckoning.
Oh, I don't have to worry about this.
It'd be a shame if this wasn't drafted.
That movie's going to make like $1 billion to be successful, no?
It needs to, but if it breaks even for me, I'm happy. I really am. I could not pick it. I'm a Tom Cruise guy. I'm a Mission Impossible guy. I saw the last one. How many times did we see it? 17 times?
Oh, yeah, we saw it a lot.
Yeah, mate. Just love that movie. You're going to see this a lot in IMAX. Going to see it a lot in Screen X.
Yeah.
It's just going to be on high rotation in my life. And, yeah, it'd be a shame if no one picked it. So, yeah, it had to be picked.
Like,
there's some movies that I should pick.
There is a lot of movies where, even I'm feeling.
There's a movie that we both should pick and we're both not going to pick it.
Okay, I don't know what
it's going to be. Avatar Fire and Ash. The last couple of movies made $2 billion.
The thing is it won't finish its, like, final estimate till like, probably until February of next year.
Yeah, but we normally give guesstimates.
I know, but I hate it. I'm not touching that.
Okay.
I'm not touching it.
Oh, I think Mission Impossible Final Reckoning.
Yep.
Written by Chris McQuarrie.
Yep.
Great cast.
You know what I'm...
Great excitement. Submarine.
Very excited for that movie.
Love submarines.
It actually looks good.
Yep.
Anyway, for me, my next pick is going to be Lilo and Stitch, the live-action Disney remake.
Didn't have it on my list.
Lilo and Stitch is a Stitch, I swear. When you go to anything Disney related, the mouse is there, and then next is that blue alien Stitch. He's hugely popular. He takes over the parks and everything. And the first original movie is a delight.
The one goes, Hannah.
Oh, Hannah means family. And family means no one is left behind. All forgotten.
Oh, Hannah.
I loved this movie when I was young too, but... Again, it's more of an underrated gem. Having a live-action version of it, these things just do... I know some of them haven't done well, but this is Lilo and Stitch we're talking about. This is... For some, it's fresh. This is fresh. They know the alien. This is fresh to them.
Fresh.
Yeah, I'm not excited for this movie, but I just know Disney, Stitch do well together.
Yep.
Marketable.
My number four pick?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to go for a weird pick. Oh, look.
I want to hear it.
I'm going to go 28 years later.
I think that's... You know how good that pick is?
Oh, really?
I think that's an underrated gem, that pick.
Well, it's not expensive to make.
That's what I'm saying.
It's probably only going to make a couple hundred million dollars, but that's going to be a lot of a profit.
We're talking about a horror movie. Yeah. We're talking about a horror movie franchise that, you know...
Third is movie?
Very hard to find.
Yeah.
We're talking about that is like Die Hard.
That's really against it though.
That trailer though.
Yeah.
If you see that trailer, you're like scarred by it.
Well, I haven't been watching trailers, but when I went and saw Wolfman, that played, I was like, intrigued.
It's just so good.
You had me intrigued.
I'm scared by it.
When Aaron Taylor Johnson goes, I said, you know, you had me intrigued. And then I found out Alex Garland wrote it and...
Yeah.
Danny Ball directed. I was like, you have my attention.
There's that one bit where that skeleton pops out. Yeah. It really freaks me out.
Yeah, my attention. I think this is going to do well. It's not going to do $1 billion, but I think it's going to do well.
I think we've also need of one of these movies. There hasn't been one in a while.
Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah. I just can't wait.
But horror movies have been doing well. Third so one. I think you should.
It's about zombies.
It's a good pick by
Love
you.
Love it.
Good
Thank you.
I generally think that's
good. Number four for you.
Number four.
I wonder if you're going to go it.
I'm going to go four.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Fantastic Four.
I was waiting for it.
I know, it was between two, but I'm going to go Fantastic Four.
It was on my list.
This is what I call shooting myself in the foot. The reason I say that is because, look, this is coming out during the same time as like Jurassic Park and Superman and all the jazz. This is there. But the thing with this movie is that it's set in the 60s. And people like things that are different, unique. Yeah. Space is fun. You have hot actors at the moment like Pedro Pascal and Vanessa Kirby and the guy from The Bear. Joseph Quinn, right, from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
But also, look, you can mock the original funny live-action Fantastic Four movies. They did well enough to get a sequel, and they're funny, and I enjoy those movies. And I think we need these guys back. Yeah. They're going to add a different vibe to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Well,
it can't be as bad as the last one with...
The Rise of the Silver Surfer? No. Oh, no, you're talking about Fantastic. Yeah. I hated that movie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to...
Yeah, it can't be as bad as that. And what the first ones were, they were fine.
No, they were fun.
They were fun.
But this one is going to go for both that vibe.
And it's setting up Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom.
Yeah, I think...
He's going to be in it. You know that, right?
Yeah, and there's going to be other surprises, I feel. I feel it in the air.
Yeah,
I
love it.
So I'm I think there's a lot. The fact that we haven't seen anything, because there's two others before it, but yeah, that we're just, it's itching. People are itching for something like this. I think it's going to be it's going to be so hard in this month, but.
Yeah.
If I'm going to shoot myself in the foot, it's going to be that one, and I don't mind.
I like it.
I don't mind.
Okay, so there's a lot left on the board here. So we've only got one pick left each.
Money movies.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna be a funny here.
You're not going to pick a money movie?
No, I'm going to pick a funny movie.
All right. What kind of funny?
I'm going to pick Mickey 17.
You're a fun guy.
I picked it last year. Didn't get played. It's coming out this year.
It was 100%. I've seen that ad hundreds of times now for Mickey 17.
I love Bong Joon-ho. I love Parasite. I loved Snowpiercer.
This is a dark
one. I love Rob Pattinson. Yeah. Like, good times, the Batman. I just love him. I think he's great. And yeah. I think this looks funny.
Doing his little accent.
Nomi Aki from... Blink Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in this.
Yeah,
as
she's
well.
In this.
I think this is going to be fun. Toni Collette, Mark Ruffalo playing a bad guy. I like it. I think this is going to do well.
I think it's going to be fun.
I think it's.
How well it does, we don't know.
It's probably not going to be too great, but I just want to break even. I'm banking on Zootopia money.
You are, and you're. That's it.
What an eclectic bunch of five movies I've got.
You're such a good one.
All right, Hen, you've got a few left here. You've got Captain America, you've got Thunderbolts. You got Avatar, Fire, and something.
Never touching that.
What it's other big movies is out there?
It's between two right now I'm looking at in my head.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's a remake. One of them's a really stupid movie. And I have to bet on which is going to be more stupid. I think because it doesn't have that much competition, I'm going to pick a Minecraft movie.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why.
I cannot believe it.
So, this movie looks god-awful. And this could be the best thing I did or the worst thing. The reason this movie looks absolutely trash. But Minecraft is one of the highest selling games of all time.
Yeah.
Like between it and Tetris, they go back and forth and GTA, they all go back and forth. Minecraft is such a big name. And I think for fans, like the Americans, Europeans, like, are going to just want to go see it just to know how awful it is, or just want to go see it because I think there's a lot of cameos, hopefully, from like famous Minecraft YouTubers.
Needs it.
They're going to completely drive up how much of this movie and stuff about it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm putting too much pressure on it, but I think because there's not much competition with it as a movie, like it's during April.
Yeah.
And the only thing that comes out the same day is Dogman. And Dogman, while it's a beloved kid series, that whole Captain Underpants days are over. They're not as popular as they used to be. So it's really hard to put that one up on a pedestal compared to the brand that is Minecraft. Minecraft is everywhere, my bad.
It is.
It's been going on for years and years and years.
That is true.
It's been building up this fandom.
But it could be so bad that people don't turn up for it.
But I think you're underestimating.
Yeah, I'm underestimating it. But yeah,
movies aren't great, and people show up for those.
Your mini movie's got a bit of cuteness factor to it.
They suck.
Anyway. Okay. Are you confident about the year in movies? Are you confident we're going to have a good year?
How much? I'm confident. It's interesting.
I think what we're going to do is we picked a lot of movies here. I think what we're going to do is we picked a lot of movies in the front half. I think we might redraft towards the end of the year.
Just to see if anything
else. Yes. We can, because then we can redraft movies that weren't on the list.
We have a savior pick.
And also, what we're going to do this year is after the film festivals, after Cannes and Venice, we're going to do a Oscars draft as well. So that should be, interesting.
Yeah.
So let's recap. Okay, I had number one pick, and it was Zootopia 2. And then I had Superman, I had Mission Impossible, I had 28 Years Later, and then I had Mickey 17.
Yeah. And for me, I had...
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, Wicked for Good, Lilo and Stitch, Fantastic Four, and Minecraft.
Let us know who won the draft. Maybe you will disagree. Maybe you agree. Let us know in the comments below.
IP is the key here.
Let us go to my favorite segment, Hannah and Movie News.
Welcome back to Movie News. This week, sometimes work is stressful. You want to come home and let someone else just take care of you. Well, how about a raunchy, steamy drama starring Nicole Kidman as she plays a CEO who has a torrid love affair with her intern that may disrupt her career and her family life? It's called Baby Girl. Do you like films like
Jackie, and Spencer, while the director has a new movie called Maria. It's about the opera singer Maria Callas of the 1970s, and portraying her is the great Angelina Jolie. This week, maybe you should bring a friend to see this movie, but watch out. They could be an android that's a little crazy. I'll give you Companion, a thriller this week where a bunch of friends go to stay a weekend at the cabin. Turns out one of them is an android that's super messed up. That is what we're going to be watching this week. Leave a comment down below when you'll be seeing. Until next week, bye.
Thanks, Anna. So we've got Maria starring Angelina Jolie. We've got Baby Girl starring Nicole Kidman. And we have Companion starring your boy.
Bongo Boy.
That should be an eclectic bunch of movies. Again, I'm saying eclectic a lot, but that is three different movies.
Ooh, yeah.
Three different movies.
Three movies I'm so thrilled by.
Stick around. We'll have reviews and previews throughout the week. And then next week, AFI Top 100, movie number 41, and it is King Kong. And you can rent that on Apple TV or Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
That is my lovely co-host, Hannah. Until we meet again, long live cinema, and it's bye for now.
Bye.